Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Some news today, BT, with the New York Jets.
I got to tell you, I don't want to like revel in somebody losing their job. That's certainly not my intention here. But I absolutely love what the Jets have done with Gibson, who has been cut. I'm sure all of you know that by now. Saw the tweets, heard the updates here, Jerry and the guys in the morning. It is reinforcing what they told us they were going to do. And you're going to be accountable. And there's going to be consequences. And there's going to be a culture. And to me, now, the thing that I said after the loss on Sunday, as dispiriting as it was to lose to Rodgers, to lose again, to lose in that manner, 60-yard field goal, you got to kind of get through the forest there and see the bigger issue, at least from my perspective. And what I said was they were so ready to play. No punts in the first half, no penalties in the first half, no sacks allowed in the first half, which tells me that is emblematic of a buttoned-up, focused, intense start to the season in terms of conditioning and practice. So Aaron Glenn has already, like, what his preachings are already starting to take root. The next thing that had to happen is if somebody who's expendable, and Gibson, no disrespect, certainly is, muffs a punt or is sloppy or is selfish with a penalty, he's got to be shown the door. I absolutely love this.
See, for me, that's why I don't think it's a big deal, because he's expendable. He's a guy that you could argue shouldn't have been on the roster in the first place. So he's sloppy with the ball as it is. He fumbles the ball, and then they make him the scapegoat. The true test to me will be if guys make stupid decisions, whether it's penalties, late hits, personal fouls, or other fumbles. Like, you can't just cut everybody when they fumble. So this player was expendable. That's why he's no longer with the team. It's not because he fumbled, because that is a dangerous practice. What, Aaron Glenn's not going to make a mistake? I thought he made a mistake calling the timeout before the two-point conversion. Also, the play design. So if you start just cutting players because of a singular mistake, you're going to have some problems. I don't think that this is the case, but then I'm also not going to reward them for saying they held the guy accountable.
Okay, well, listen, let's not be naive here. There's always different rules for different people. I'm pretty sure back in the day, like, Francesa could get away with more than the weekend update guy. That's just the way it goes. The same with Breece Hall and Gibson. Breece Hall looks amazing again. He looks healthy. He's a stud. And Gibson is a dime a dozen. He's just a guy. So, I mean, the consequences will vary based on the person and the infractions,
right?
But I don't doubt, now if I don't see this, I'd be a little bit disappointed. I don't doubt that, like, if it's a hold or if it's a defensive player who makes a bad judgment based on selfishness, like a late hit or just trying to make himself look good to get a me play, like a sack or something, a splash play, Quincy 15-yard penalty going out of bounds. I believe that you will see him address that, like, with vigor. Now, if he just ignores it, then he's not being consistent. But the messaging needs to be aggressive to the stars and the scrubs. They got to get sent packing.
And I'm sure he's already done that behind closed doors. You're just going to cut every player for every penalty or mistake that they made. That's my point. Also, you do run the risk, while I love it, holding guys accountable, when it's drastic to cut somebody. Now, again, if Gibson was the starting punt returner, obviously you only get the opportunity because of injury. We went over that the other day. If he were the starting punt returner, I think he'd get another opportunity. If you do choose to start cutting guys because of fumble, that could also make guys tight. And then thinking, oh, crap, I'm one mistake away from it. Like, I don't know if that's the best way to get the best out of players. It's a very fine line between holding guys accountable, letting them know how they should be playing the game smart, hard, the right way,
yep,
but also not just every mistake, cutting guys, fire, you know what I mean?
That can't, I do know what either. You mean. Well, that's an interesting point. I mean, because you don't want to play tight, but I would imagine, first of all, Gibson has shown ball security issues before.
Yeah. He should have not been on the team.
Exactly. Yeah. Before Aaron Glenn got here, Aaron Glenn watched the tape of every player that he was inheriting and those that he wanted to go out and pursue in the draft and free agency. So he knew that he was sloppy. I'm sure that this has been a common occurrence in practice, because when you have bad hands, you have bad hands, although you have bad habits, bad hands all the time. But I want to play this for you, because this, to me, God, we've been desperate for this. Instead of the nonsense we've been fed from, you know, the coaches who just didn't have an ounce of leadership or presence, that just fed us nonsense and just blabbered stuff out loud. This is a man with purpose. Listen to what he said Sunday, and then we know what he did today. Go ahead,
Dwayne. The one thing to me that had to turn this game is, man, we can't have turnovers. We can't do it. We have to be a more disciplined team, right? There were some penalties that happened in that game that was true discipline issues. And, again, that's something that will be addressed. You will not be on the field with this team if you're going to cause us to lose games. You're going to cause issues like that. So we will get that addressed.
I've been watching the Jets forever. The only person I heard ever sound like that was Parcells. Even Rex didn't sound like that. And Rex had success. Even Herm, who had some success early, didn't quite sound like that. That is a presence. That is an unwavering, it's my way or you're not going to be here. And I love it.
Me too.
Love it.
Me too. But it only works if the results follow. And they already lost one game. Like, they got to. And I'm not getting on them. You and I both felt that it was. There were more positives to take away from that first week, even with the loss.
No question.
But when you're going to be like that,
yeah,
it only works if you have success. And I do think it was a successful week one. Eventually, going to have to start winning games. Otherwise, it could go the wrong way quickly with players.
Now, you saw the Cowboys, Doc. Think about Jimmy Johnson in the early days there. They had one win. He was just getting rid of guys. Like, that's the kind of, you know, preaching and coaching model that's fairly antiquated at this point. You got McDaniel who's trying to buddy up in the strange way with everybody down in Miami. I don't even know what he's saying. He sounds like he's on acid. There's no way that guy's got the locker room. So most of these coaches who come in now, it's either a schematical language that they think is brilliant that the players latch onto, or they just want to be buddy-buddy. There are very few people in modern sports that come in, command the room, say something, do it right away, no apologies. You're right. Now there's more runway here. We got to see where this goes. But step one, I'm happy.
100%. He's a football coach.
He is.
Coach. We just
He's
hope
a
the
man.
Results follow. BT.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Sal on the Fan. Back to the Mets calls, 888-808-1019. Started the show talking about the Mets in the midst of throwing away that playoff position. I'm not worried yet. Anthony's in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Ant?
How you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Ant?
First time caller, long time listener. You guys got a great show. Just want to give you guys props on that.
Appreciate it.
I do want to say this. You know, I'm not one of these emotional guys. I love my team. I'm a Mets fan since the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So I've lived through a lot, okay? But I don't get too carried away with the emotions. I look at numbers to a certain extent. I'm not really a numbers guy. I go by the eye test, typically.
Yep.
And I do see that, you know, this team has a tendency to make guys like Aaron Nola look like Tom Seaver, and it does worry me a little bit, okay? But I do want to say, I can say this, and this is a fact, which is not speculation or anything.
Go ahead.
In order for them to win 89 games, which is what they did last year, they have to go 13-4 over the next 17 games.
Correct.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, not happening.
So we know we can realistically say the regular season has been a failure.
Based on last year, Sal, based on the number from last year.
Yeah, but who cares once they get in? And by the way,
I agree. Anything can happen. Anything can happen in the playoffs. Sal's right about that.
Well,
that's why I'm holding out some hope.
Well, but
however, can we realistically say the regular season has been a failure?
Yes.
I wouldn't say failure. I would just say disappointment.
Yeah, if they don't
failure's
make the,
not the word that I would use.
Right, because if they make the postseason, it can't be a total failure. Here's the way that I would say it. Even though I didn't necessarily expect the Mets to win the division before the year started, I definitely thought the Mets would be a better team than they were last year.
And so did I.
And they have not definitively done that.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.